Michael, thank you very much for joining me on Sounds Good today.
Thank you for having me.
We're talking about the Security Matters Conference coming up April 27th. You said this is the 11th edition of this. Time flies.
It does. And I tell you, the feedback from last year, our 10th one, has been just as positive as our first one.
I'm going to guess with internet security being in the news that there's going to be a lot of interest this year. I know there's interest every year, but it seems like everything you're going to be talking about is almost a hot button topic now.
It is. And what's interesting about it is, you know, everybody's been hearing about the CIA leaks and what the CIA is doing, and they're going to hack our home computer and hack our phone and hack all these things. Really, a theme throughout our day is that it's not the CIA that we have to worry about. Frankly, I've always assumed that if the CIA wanted to hack my home computer, they could. That's kind of a given for me. But this year, we're going to really spend a lot of time that you have these large threats, the CIA, the Russians, you know, all these major international organizations. What is it that small businesses and individuals have to worry about from that perspective? And really, more importantly, even though that's what's making the news, even though that's where everybody's focusing right now, what is it that really is going to scare or impact a small business or an individual? And frankly, the Russians are probably never going to hack me, at least not targeting me, because I'm of no value to them. If I were to run for president, okay, maybe that's a person that you would want to target. But most people are just not important enough for a organization like the CIA or the Russians to target. But what we are a target for is spear phishing emails. We still want to click the email. We still want to click the link in the email that's going to cause something bad to happen.
I think a lot of people probably know what a spear phishing email is, but for those who don't, just briefly explain it.
So if I sent an email and said that I was a company that you did business with, then you would think that, okay, maybe this is a legit email and, oh, I need to update my password. So you click the link in the email because, I mean, I do business with them, and you go to their website, although it's really not that company's website, and you type in your password. And there you go. You've now compromised your password. Or what's happening right now, there's a term ransomware, and ransomware is going crazy, and just when you think that people have a handle on it, it goes and grows even more. Matter of fact, I think we've talked about that on the air before. That still happens, and people are still clicking emails, and they're still getting ransomware, and it's always because that email looks like it might make sense. A lot of times there may be a typo, there may be, you know, grammar may not be just right, but we still click it because we think or we want it to be true.
This year's Security Matters is coming up on April 27th. It's going to be in the Curris Center Theater. Just go down the agenda. I know you're packing a lot of information into this day.
We are. Well, the day will start off at 8 o'clock. There will be registration and vendor exploration. So we'll have vendors set up that you can walk around and talk to local vendors about what's going on. And then we'll kick off in the Curry Center Theater. So it's the third floor of the Curry Center at 8:45. Our first speaker is Chris Sanders. Chris is actually a TSM alum, which we always like to have our alums come back and speak. But what Chris is going to specifically speak on is his experience in monitoring networks. So he works for, previously worked for Mandiant, which is a cybersecurity threat analysis company. And now he has started a new company to help train security professionals on what to look for. But he is going to talk about the threats that are out there, these big threats like Russia and the CIA, but take it down to a small business level of here's what you really need to be concerned about and the steps that you can take. Our next speaker following that is going to take not the opposite approach, but diverge a little bit from what he's saying and look at what you can learn from monitoring your network. So one of the big problems that small businesses have is that their security person is a person that has a lot of hats, and security is just another hat for them to wear. so they don't get the focus. His company focuses on monitoring networks. They monitor networks all across the country. And John Gilbert, who is our speaker, is former military. Everybody in his company, Blake Phillips, are former military folks. So they're looking at these cyber threats and trying to look holistically at what can we learn and how can that apply down at a local, regional, and even state level. And then finally, during our morning session, we have Ryan Green. He is the president of a local digital marketing company, but he actually has a very unique story to tell. Matter of fact, he is going to be the focus of an upcoming NPR documentary on getting inside the mind of a hacker. He has been on the inside of some hacking organizations throughout his life, and he's just going to share his story and what he has learned about the mindset of these criminal underworlds and what hackers want to do.
This is an incredibly impressive lineup of speakers. You have literal experts at what they're talking about. And probably at the beginning of the Security Matters Conference, a lot of companies were still treating the internet as, oh, that little thing that brings in a little commerce that helps us in this area. And now security on the web, with everything you do online, has to be paramount in the minds of everyone in a business.
It should. And I'll say it should. And the unfortunate thing, and the reason that we still get interest every year, is that it is not what it should be. If you're a small business that's just starting up, you only have so much money, you only have so much time, you have only so much energy. Where do you focus that? Security is often, and technology in general for that matter, is often thought of a cost, not something that is going to provide benefit to their organization. To take the next step in the agenda, we have our annual Patterns of Distinction luncheon where we have our awards that we give out. We also have the president of AT&T Kentucky, Hood Harris, that's going to share a little bit about where AT&T thinks that technology is going. So to your point, where we came from when we started a decade ago and where we're at is, you know, night and day different, yet it's going to change that much more in the future. So Hood is going to provide us a little bit of insight from his perspective and what he's seeing on the state level and the national level of where we're going into the future. The last thing that we're doing on the day, and we actually just added this, is what we call a security tabletop exercise. And the reason that we added this is that, as we just talked about, businesses aren't preparing for security appropriately or enough in many cases. So we're going to take them through a demonstration of your company has been targeted. How do you respond? And we want you to think about your organization and how would your organization respond if you were this company? Do you have the resources in place? Do you have the personnel in place? Do you know who you would call? What would you do if this bad thing that your company was compromised happened? So we want them to actually sit around the table and discuss with their peers or with others, what would they do and are you prepared for it?
I think that may be a stark reality for some people participating in this exercise.
Absolutely. I think it absolutely is. And what I think many businesses will find is that though they may think they're prepared, they're not prepared enough.
Is there a registration deadline, or can you actually register the morning of the event?
We like for you to register ahead of time, just so that we can get your name badge and make sure that we plan food accordingly. But if you walked up the day of, you would absolutely be allowed to come in and join us, and we'll have, you know, extra name tags and things ready. This is our 11th year, and since the very beginning, CFSB Bank has been our partner in this, and they have been a sponsor for this event truly since our first event, and they are our title sponsor again. We continue to work with them to lay out the agenda, and they help provide us insight into what businesses are thinking today. And also DevSource has come on this year to be a sponsor as well. And though it's a free event, it's really not a free event. So I can't say thanks to our sponsors enough to make this possible to be a free event for folks in the region. And if someone wants to learn more about the event, pldsecuritymatters.com. You can go to that website. It'll have the agenda, it'll have our speakers, and it'll have how to register.